The broadcasts by Murrow and the other CBS correspondents from Europe during the first 2 years of the war did much to increase sympathy for Britain. But America was still not prepared to send its young men overseas to fight in another foreign war. December 7th, 1941, changed everything. The Japanese sneak attack on Pearl Harbor ended more than 20 years of American isolationism. Shocked Americans listened intently to their radios as details of the attack emerged. That evening, Eric Severide, who had returned to the U.S. the previous fall to anchor the news from Washington, reported on the wild scene at the Japanese embassy.
And news reporters and photographers there caught a dramatic scene in the grounds of the garden of the embassy. The Japanese had left one gate carelessly unlatched, and reporters walked in just in time to see Japanese clerks and guards throwing boxes of embassy documents on a bonfire. Each box was set afire by a quick-action fuse, and as Americans started to come in, the Japanese shouted, "You must not come, you must not come." Around the White House gates, of course, the crowds have been gathered almost all night until a little while ago when they were dispersed, and they're kept moving back and forth in front of on the sidewalk in front of the gates. No one's allowed to stop, and the two narrow streets on each side of the White House have been roped off. You can't perhaps judge the temper of a whole nation just from these crowds, but here at any rate, there's not the slightest sign of any dismay or misgivings or regret. You hear no shouting against the Japanese, of course. I think you could only describe the atmosphere as one of pure and simple excitement. I saw the French people go to war, and they did it with reluctant misgiving and the deepest regret, which was written plain on every face. And of that, I see nothing at all here. This is Eric Severide speaking from the press room of the White House, and I return you now to New York.